spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, 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 fantastic Friday. All right, Chad is out. We'll be back on Monday. Bruce St. James is in. It's great to be hanging with you.
I'm having a blast with you guys today. You have such a fun team here. It's a lot of fun.
We have a fun team.
Yeah.
And we do.
But we talk about serious things too, right?
Well, this one's serious. Okay. I think we should dig into it a little bit. And it comes from out of Peoria, Arizona. So here's the situation. And a lot of parents are talking about this. And I feel obviously we should talk about this. And we have during the show. And we're going to just kind of continue it a little bit. So,
okay.
There was a big board meeting Thursday night. Peoria School Board voted to allow transgender students to use preferred bathrooms, their preferred bathrooms. So, listen, we've talked about the issue of transgender children, and I always like to preface it all. Listen, I want to respect and love everybody, people who are similar to me or maybe different. But, you know, I'm not into the pronoun thing. I don't like it. I don't think we have 40 genders. I think we have two. But if your child is out there and feels like they're in the wrong body, I want to love everybody. So that's how I approach these stories.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. So here's what Peoria decided. They will allow transgender students to use the bathrooms of their preference.
Now, apparently that's been their rule all along. They had a board meeting to try to change that, and they voted not to change it.
Pretty much. At the end of the day, if there is a transgendered student in the district, they are allowed to use whatever bathroom they prefer. So, okay, we took some phone calls on this.
We did?
We do something at 4:15 every day called Five Spot. We put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. Here were the last two calls. They were both gentlemen, and they were against this idea. And listen to what they had to say. Steven in Phoenix on KTAR. What do you think, Steven?
I am completely against it. I do have a 17-year-old high school girl, and I think that nobody has to prove that they're a boy to use a boy's bathroom. Nobody has to prove to be a girl to use a girl's bathroom. Nobody has to prove that they're a transgender. So I can go in and say, hey, I identify myself as a girl. I'm going to follow these girls in the girl's bathroom. I'm completely on board with you about a third bathroom, and contrary to what people are saying, that absolutely identifies and accepts transgenders because they will have their own area to go into.
Steven Avondale on KTAR, what do you make of what Peoria is doing?
I don't agree with it. I mean, I have younger children, not in high school, but an incident happened recently in a mall with my wife and my daughter. My daughter's 7 years old. A couple of gentlemen, transitioning gentlemen, we'll say, walked in and got a little flamboyant about their transitioning process in front of my wife and daughter. And I don't want my daughter to have to see that. And unfortunately, she questions which bathroom she has to go into now because she feels that she's unsafe in the women's restroom, and that's with her mother, and it shouldn't be the case. My daughter should be able to go use the facilities as necessary without any objectionable activities going on, and I feel that's the way every parent should feel when they send their children to school and they have to use the restroom.
All right. Just a couple calls. There was another call, Bruce. I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. It was about a boy following a girl into the girl's bathroom and, hey, I don't want my kid to be assaulted.
Right.
And then, so I looked over.
And the boys would go in the girl's bathroom to fool around and do bad things.
Well, and then when I looked at you, you had a look on your face of, I got to get in here and say something. We were running out of time, so what were you thinking?
I'm trying to understand the argument.
You had a reaction to it.
My reaction was, if your concern is that boys are assaulting or molesting girls, the bathroom is not the issue. Mm-hmm. the issue is boys assaulting or molesting girls at school. That's a crime. Deal with it as a crime. And the idea that allowing transgendered students to use bathrooms, it equates to molestation or it equates to sexual assault. I don't see that. And I think a lot of that argument sounds probably like what the argument sounded like when more kids came out as gay. And they're like, well, I don't want to go in the bathroom with a gay student. Hmm. So they should have their own bathrooms.
They're going to if you're 15-year-old kid who's gay, he's going to look at me,
right,
and he's going to be attracted to me,
right?
And I don't want him looking at me.
But I don't think we say that anymore. I worry about the fears. Are they founded fears? I'm willing to have a discussion about real world stuff, but not about, well, this could happen. Yeah, meteors could hit it too. I mean, let's talk about what's really going on.
You mentioned if you're born a boy,
yeah,
you're transitioning to be a girl,
boy to girl.
You're going to use the girls' bathroom.
You choose to use girls' bathroom.
There's a stall.
There are only stalls, so you don't have a choice.
So your argument is that stalls at least give some sort of privacy to every single kid, because even if you're born a girl and you're transitioning to a boy, you're not using the urinal.
Still going to use a stall in the boys' room.
Right.
So all the transgendered kids are going to be in stalls. Period.
What about the locker room? That's where, you know, we get into, I know, we get into, well, if you go to gym class, where do you change? If you go to gym class and you're going to shower, where do you shower? And I don't think Peoria has the answer.
I don't know if I have an answer to that either. And I admit, I'll let you know when I don't have it, because I don't know what the answer to that is, because I was uncomfortable showering with other boys at the time.
Right?
I can't imagine having transgendered students at the same time.
And I got yelled at for, you know, and I don't really care. I say whatever I want. And if you like it, great. If you don't, I don't care. I said, why can't we give transgendered students their own bathroom? And I know that, you know, again, that's okay. Now we've got to figure out where to put it. It's going to cost money and all that kind of stuff. But I was told, well, you can't do that. Well, why not? Because you're not.
It's separate but equal.
Viewing the girl, the born a girl, now a boy. You're not viewing that person as a boy now.
Okay.
And or vice versa.
They wanted to have black bathrooms and white bathrooms.
Yeah.
Gatos. And I mean,
is that the same here?
Well,
are we really talking?
I'm not trying to equate it to race, because I do realize there's, but there is some biological aspect to this.
Right. And there's, I guess, a privacy issue. It's not, you got to go to that bathroom because you're white. You go to that bathroom because you're black.
Well, it was easier to discern then. So here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Who's standing at the door to the bathroom determining the sex of the person going in?
No one.
Who's determining this?
No one is.
Show me. You know what is creepier? The administrator standing at the door,
right,
saying, show me your privates before I let you go into the bathroom. Isn't that creepier?
Of course it is.
Oh, my God. That one, I would go to there and go, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah. I also wonder they didn't give us any numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this an issue?
How big an issue is
it? Well, yeah, is it a big issue? Is there an issue of kids who are transitioning?
Or identify, right? Whatever.
I mean, I don't know, man. I think if you're just identifying, that's not transitioning. Like, if you're born a girl.
So you don't accept my stall.
I get it.
They have to use stalls.
I get it.
And that removes a lot of the, because what is the fear? You're going to see genitalia of the opposite sex? Not if you're in a stall, you're not.
Right. There is some sort of privacy.
There's no showing of
that. But you're in the same room. I guess.
Oh, you're in the same room.
The other thing is, like, all right, I don't understand, and I don't mean to be rude or anything,
no.
But if you're born a girl, but today you feel like you're a boy, and you're going to use the boy's bathroom, I'm not down with that.
Hmm.
I'm a guy where, just pick a side. And I totally, you want to transition? First of all, you're not 18, so we're not getting any surgery. That's against the law. We're not doing any of that stuff. If it was my preference, I'm not, I don't think I would give you medicine and all that stuff until we really knew how you were feeling by the time you're 18.
Have you had this conversation with your family? Has this ever come up?
No.
With how they feel about it? Because I asked my goddaughters about this, who are now, one just graduated college, but the other one's in college. And I asked them this when they were in high school.
Oh, well, I've asked my.
But I asked, do you have any transgender? And I was shocked when they said yes.
Okay.
And I asked them, I go, is it, I don't think it's a big deal to the kids.
The bathroom,
I think it's a bigger,
the bathroom?
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal to them. I think it's a bigger deal to parents.
Well, I mean, parents want to protect their children.
Yeah.
And if it might be parents who are more uncomfortable with what's going on.
So do you want parents standing at the door of the bathroom determining the sex of the kids when they go in?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be facetious.
No,
you know
I know,
what I'm
man.
Saying.
I get it. I get it.
I don't think there's a lot of easy answers.
There
I really
isn't.
Do believe the stalls solve a lot of the issues that I hear people bring up. If there's assaults happening or molestation, that's a crime. Charge people. Arrest them.
Yeah. All right, something that's a little bit easier to discuss coming up next. Is Biden simply too old to be president? Stick around.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, Bruce St. James, we're having some fun in here. We've got a lot of issues to get to.
Hey, I have a lot of issues just in general. Okay, so I appreciate we're getting to some of them.
We got story time on the Gatos and Chad Show coming up at the end of the program. We'll give you a little something from our personal lives. Okay, Biden versus Trump.
It looks like what it's coming down to already, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is one of my least favorite issues. I don't get it. I don't understand how 5% of the country wants to see this, and still we're going to get it. I got to tell you, I don't think either are mentally competent to be president for different reasons. I really, the stuff that comes out of Trump's mouth, what he did in the last few days of his presidency.
Yeah, it's disqualifying.
Joe Biden is 80. You want to put him in office? He'll be 86 at the end of it.
You say put him in office. I want you to think about this. Could Joe Biden handle a presidential debate? Could he handle a Democratic challenger? Somebody challenging him on the D side?
Someone should challenge him.
I don't disagree. Well, yeah. I don't disagree.
And put him to the test.
And have a debate with him. He doesn't appear. It comes across as ageist. I do not know if some of this is his stuttering issue, which I know he has a stuttering issue.
I've known that forever, kind of.
Right. Certainly, there is some getting older has slowed him down.
Right.
You know what? It's okay when you get to 80, you slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason, right?
Yeah.
But we're still talking 2 years in the future. We're talking in the future.
Not going to get better.
It's not going to turn around. Do you see what I'm saying?
The other thing is, have you ever seen these two men walk?
I heard was he has a foot injury and so he shuffles Biden.
I think he's.
But I don't know.
I think he's old.
I just think he's old. I don't disagree.
I think he shuffles like a grandpa.
But
then you have Trump. Remember, Trump couldn't even go down a slanted little hill. He had to be held. And I'm just like, these two guys are too old. You know, Trump's way overweight. I don't mean to be rude. Joe Biden, he is not nearly as sharp as he used to be.
No.
Some people will argue he never was sharp.
He's always a gaffe machine, but yeah. It's kind of different gaffes now.
I don't know why these two are running. I do, but...
Well, both of the parties are held hostage by candidates they probably wish they didn't have.
How about the people? Right? Why don't we turn? We need to turn on these two. That's what I'm talking about. Pick somebody else.
Well, and the problem is you go through a primary where somebody like me, I don't have any choice in the primaries. And so I'm left with the worst candidates the two parties could come up with.
It's awful every year. It was awful, Hillary Trump. It was awful, Trump Biden. It's worse this time.
Yeah.
They're older.
Dear political parties, run someone who's not 70 or 80 years old, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I am just hoping that.
Is there anybody out there that floats your boat? Because let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this? I don't think Kamala Harris is the answer
she's
for the
worst.
Democrats. I have seen absolutely nothing from her that would say she could run for office.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
I'd rather have an 86-year-old Biden than her.
Yeah, well, I saw some public opinion. He polls better than her. That's like the first time that's ever happened. The vice president never polls poorly because nobody cares.
She's the worst president. She's the worst vice president since Quayle. He looked clueless. I like Chris Christie. I'd like to see him win the whole thing. I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I know he's made mistakes before, the bridge thing, all that kind of stuff. I like what I hear from him because he seems, none of them are honest, but he seems to be at least shooting from the hip
and
saying the craziness
out
there.
Well, he was Trump before
there was Trump. Correct.
Chris Christie was like this, hey, there's this kind of brash New Jersey instead of New York, loud talking guy who tells people to shut up. And then Trump came out and just did it 10 times more.
And better.
Right?
Yeah.
And better, without a doubt, than Chris Christie.
NFL draft. Cardinals last night traded their 3 for a 12. Then they took the 12 and traded it for a 6.
Yeah.
They got an offensive lineman who's supposed to be the best in the draft. I actually heard him speak a little bit earlier today. He sounds like a fantastic young man.
He's smart.
Super smart.
He speaks Mandarin and Portuguese.
Well, I just want him to block.
Okay, well, that's important, too.
And then when he drills the defensive lineman into the ground, he can speak any language.
Any language he'd like to.
You have an interesting stat about the NFL draft.
NFL draft started yesterday. We're in round 2. Right now, it's going on as we speak. Round 1 yesterday, the TV ratings are up. 11.29 million people watched the first round, or are part of, at least, the first round of the NFL draft. 11.29 million viewers is more than watched the Daytona 500 or the Indianapolis 500.
Wow.
More than watched the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
More than watched World Series games 2 and 3. More than watched Wimbledon, the French Open, the Australian Open, the U.S. Open. More than watched the PGA Championship or the British Open. More people watched the NFL Draft, a sporting event that contains no sports.
No sporting event.
Than practically every other major sporting event.
It's must see every time.
The NFL dominates.
And on when they
dominate
when they have Sunday Night Football, it's like the number one show of
every
the week.
Monday Night Football,
even
huge.
Thursday Night Football, which never is a terrific game because
still
these guys are still sore from Sunday and they got to turn it around quickly. Everybody still watches that on Amazon.
And we're grading on a curve. It may not have great ratings. It just has better ratings than everybody else.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And, you know, and the point is, it's the only thing that anyone ever watches live.
Well, and
if it's a sporting event, it's not the NFL. Yeah. If it's a sporting event, that's the only time we watch live TV.
Dude, my Sundays, I've got the Red Zone channel.
Oh, I watch the Red Zone is the best thing I've ever done.
I wake up.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
I start the Red Zone channel. I'm unavailable for comment for 7 hours.
Me too. No doubt.
All right. Are we playing fantasy this year?
Oh, heck yeah. Two-time champion right here. That's what I'm talking about.
I got a statue.
I bought my own statue. That's how lame I am. Yeah, I bought a trophy. Hey, score the hottest ticket in town. Suns playoff tickets. Text ticket to 411-923. Register. You listen for your name Wednesday during the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., and 4 p.m. hours for a chance to go. And as I said earlier, Suns in six. Up next, story time, the Gatos and Chad Show.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
All right, Bruce, you're in for Chad. It's time to get all warm and fuzzy.
Oh, I like this part.
Oh, yeah. You mind if I go first?
Please.
Okay. So, let's see. COVID. Stupid COVID. 3 years ago, obviously, 2020 COVID hits. 3 years ago, my wife was getting ready to retire from teaching. 2020 was going to be her last year. And we had planned this once-in-a-lifetime trip to Paris.
Oh.
Now, I have been for a couple days 20 years ago. My wife has never been. So, you know, we planned it carefully. You know, we saved our money. And then, of course, COVID hit. Everybody kind of remembers the first thing that they had to unwind from COVID. We're going here. Can't do it. Unwind it, right?
Okay.
That went out the window in 2020. So we revisited it last year. We wanted to go to Paris again. But unfortunately, France required people to have a health pass. And they said my wife didn't have enough shots. They probably said, Gatos, you have too many shots.
You have too many. Right. Can we average it?
So she had like, I think she had two shots. And then months later, she actually got COVID. Okay. And very mild. So she had the antibodies, but they didn't count the antibodies. Care. So we're like, okay, we're not doing that.
Not doing Paris.
So here's where we stand. We have finally rescheduled this trip because eventually the regulations in Paris, they went away. This brings us to this year. It is a trip 3 years in the making. We're very excited. You know, it's just our 10-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we're kind of doing a double celebration. Her retirement. I don't know why she wants to celebrate being married to me.
I was just
going to
say that. I think the world of her. You know.
So I'm working on my French, bonjour, that kind of thing.
You have to work harder. They're going to see it coming, Gatos.
Or revoir, you know, all that kind of stuff. I got it. Bonjour, I got it. You know, Champs-Élysées, you know, L'Arc de Triomphe. I got it all. What else is there? What's that big statue thing they got that goes in the air?
The Eiffel Tower.
Le Tour de Fail. See, I know my French.
Okay.
So, yep, we rescheduled it, signed on the dotted line. We got all the plane tickets, all that kind of stuff. And so 3 years in the making. We're going to go hit it. It's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be fantastic.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. What do you got going on?
So I have the distinct honor of being involved with an organization called the Colton Cowell Foundation.
Love it.
And the Colton Cowell Foundation gives families and kids specifically a one-of-a-kind, meaningful experience, a chance for them to be a superhero for a night.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we had our 800th superhero. And those 800 different superheroes, each one connected to a family.
Right.
Who's gone through and been a superhero for the night. Have helped 271 different children's charities. And the foundation has handed out over $1.8 million to those charities.
That's awesome.
It is my honor to be involved with the Colton Cowell Foundation. It is amazing. We do 2 to 3 shows a week for families.
Okay.
And I'm still, Gatos, you got to come. It'll change your life. It changed mine 8 years ago.
When they're a superhero, so tell me what it looks like.
So the concept is the 1966 Batman TV show.
Nice.
How's that?
I love it.
So they go through a series of rooms where adventures keep unfolding constantly. It's very tactile. They have to touch things, have to hit the button. The door opens, you go down the pole. You know, all the stuff from the Batman TV
show. It's awesome.
It is like nothing you've ever seen.
Wow. And the kids must just, they love it. So much fun.
They come in and they're a little overwhelmed. Like, what the heck is going on? And by the end of the night, we are all BFFs. We are best friends. And last night, I had a show with Connor. Connor, amazing superhero. What a great kid. And earlier this week, I had Raylan. And Raylan was fantastic.
And they dress up in the superhero clothes.
Not necessarily. However they want.
Because I want to dress up as a superhero. I kind of like that.
You can come, but I'm gonna probably
no cape. Can I just really quick 1966 Batman?
Yeah,
when I was a kid and I watched it on reruns.
Yeah,
you know the Joker.
I'm very familiar with him.
Gave me night terrors.
He's listen. I don't trust anybody to wear chartreuse just because of him.
No, I'm not kidding. I'd run through the house at night.
Really?
When
because of the Joker?
Yes.
Well, he's not a nice guy.
Well, he wasn't nice in my dreams because the next thing I knew, I was out in the living room screaming and my parents were waking me up.
Penguin didn't do it for you.
No.
The Riddler, you're perfectly okay with.
Perfectly fine. The Joker gave me night terrors. I ran through the house.
Well, we'll protect you during during the superhero experience.
All right.
We'll protect you from the Joker. Our superhero of the night, who you'll get to cheer along, Gatos.
Yes.
They'll protect you.
All right. I like it.
I feel good about this.
Story time, the Gatos and Chad show. We give you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news during the week. And at the end of the show on Friday, share a little something from our personal lives. Chad will be back on Monday. Bruce St. James, great to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you, Gatos.
Becky Lynn's up next, Arizona's evening news. As we always like to say, we're fun. Deal with it.